The director of the Monroe County Public Library is leaving her post early next year. Sarah Laughlin announced her retirement September 17th at a meeting of the library's Board of Trustees.
I've told the board and I've told our staff that I'm planning to retire at the end of January next year, so about 4.5 months from now. And we have a lot to do between now and then, and I shall really miss this library. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be in town. I'm going to move from to the other side of the desk. I'll be regular user and the biggest supporter of the library.
Laughlin says she has confidence in the library's current staff to manage the library in the years to come. She told the board there is still plenty to do before she leaves.
I hope by then we will have the budget passed, a bond renewed, the renovation completed, the year closed out, and the annual report submitted to the state library. So we've got a pretty big list between now and then. But it's been my very great pleasure leading this library and working with this board and the boards before. I've been here about 7 years, and I think we've come a long way in that time. And I'm leaving at a time when I feel very positive about the direction of the library and the leadership of the library.
The board also held a hearing on the library's budget for the upcoming year. The $8.2 million budget requires deficit spending, but financial officer Gary Letelier said that shouldn't be a problem.
Our goal is always to come in under budget on the spending side of the budget and over budget on the revenue side. For 2013, we had projected operating fund spending to be about $10,000 more than operating revenue, but we actually ended up with revenue exceeding expenditures by about $380,000. For the current year, we estimate spending to be, for the current year, we had originally estimated spending to be more than revenue by about $200,000. And at this point in the year, we're optimistic that we will at least break even.
Lettler said the library also has roughly $3 million in cash reserves.